the people out of the say and where their money goes. And as it was created in 1958, the Portland Development Commission has built a lot of things, but they've done a lot of wrong. And whether you have good intentions, whether you're ignorant or you're complicit in this, the PDC and urban renewal and tax or increment financing is a tool of the elite to suppress the people and redirect their dollars. And Northeast Portland is an example of that. And it will continue to happen as long as we have this.
Thank you, Mr. Gilliam. Sir.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and commissioners. I'm Dr. Thomas Wright, and I am the president of the Portland International Business District. Our business district is located in Northeast Portland, north to Prescott, south to I-84, and east to 82nd. I've lived in this area for the last 38 years as well. I'm here to ask that you consider inclusion in the urban renewal boundaries, an extension of the area to include my business district. My business district actually includes a variety of people, various ethnic backgrounds, doing various types of businesses. And I would hate to see my business district in a continual decline that can happen without some input. So, any questions?
Well, thank you for your testimony, Mr. President. Appreciate it. Ma'am.
Hi, I'm Tamara DeRitter. I'm the co-chair for Rose City Park Neighborhood Association Land Use and Transportation Committee. And I wanted to thank you very much for working on this project with PDC in implementing a very important resource, which is tax increment financing for the city. PDC has done excellent work. There has been some flaws. And what I am asking today is for you to consider equity. We do have a commission or a office of equity. And the concern I have is that was to start up this month. And without using the stepping back and using the lens of equity on how urban renewal districts are applied throughout the city, then the question is, are we using our wonderful funding mechanism in the best places for the best bang for our buck? We have a beautiful process that has undergone for the last several years, and what you have proposed to you is well thought out and excellent work by the community, and I have no fault with that. My only concern is, as a neighborhood representative and as submitted by CNN and our Rose City Park neighborhood, is how do you weigh the metrics when you have Cully, which has a huge need? We have new census data in the last 2 years that shows the needs in outer East Portland and in Cully. And how can we continue to just invest in the downtown area? I ask and beg of you to use this instrument to look beyond and look at the regional centers, look at our needs in our communities to help feed that with investment through this mechanism as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for your testimony. Appreciate it.
The last two who signed up are Tom Karawaki and Solomon Ibe.
Mr. Karawaki. Mr. Ibe. Hi.
Hi, my name is Tom Karawaki, and I'm here for the University Park Neighborhood Association and the new University Park Business District that's just forming. And we're definitely in favor of the expansion, as was the ICUREC, the advisory committee. The one concern I think that people would have in the new areas is being involved in the advisory committees, because the PDC has now stopped all new entrants to people to join the advisory committee. So there's a little bit of a concern as to how the new areas will be involved in the decision-making and in the advisory committee process.
Just to clarify on that, I think the PDC commission wants to make sure that they have a uniform process for taking applications, making sure that there's diversity on who's on the committee, and that balance of having folks with a long-time view but also fresh folks coming up as well. So I've been reassured that that is just temporary. Sir.
Hey. My name is Solomon Ibe. I'm a longtime community member, and I just got a message on Facebook about this going on, and I kind of like struck a chord with me because it had urban renewal in the title, and that's just something that had kind of been on my mind recently, and I've been talking to some people about my feelings about it, and I figured that this might be another time to do that. So I know, you know, a decade ago, and when I was like in my teens, I was supporting urban renewal and going to meetings and stuff and seeing a lot of people that were excited about urban renewal in my neighborhood, you know, when I was living right Killingsworth, 10th and Killingsworth. But over the over these past years, you see that a lot of things didn't maybe turn out the way a lot of people expected. And I think what happens is that when you hear urban renewal, it sounds really good because, for one, you know, renewal, you think things being repaired, you know, there's been recognition that something has been neglected and whatnot. We need to refurbish it and move it into the future. Then there's also the word urban. And a lot of time when you think the word urban, you think of urban art and culture, you think of music, you think of hip-hop music, you think breakdancing, you think about graffiti. A lot of time you would think about people of color. A lot of the time those people would be black people. And a lot of black people, I think, when they hear urban, they think themselves also. And in the process of urban renewal, however, that language gets separated and people end up being left out and feel left out for a good reason. So I would just like to say that in the process of renewal, I feel like it would be only best served to apply that policy of renewal to all aspects of the endeavor so that in the midst of renewal in the neighborhood, we could also seek to renew some parts of the neighborhood that have been at one time rejected and excluded to another time being marginalized and now, you know, gentrified or whatever. That's about it.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking the time to come testify. All right.
Mayor, I have one question for Mr. Witkowski.
Mr. Witkowski? You're keeping Commissioner Fritz waiting.
Which he rarely does.
Helping so. The public. Go ahead.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate everybody being here today and the wonderful testimony that we've heard. I have had some written testimony from those in the original URA concerned that some of the projects that were planned to get done will not be done because of this expansion. And I wondered if in 30 seconds or less you could tell me, is there a list of projects that won't get done in the old area because we're expanding into the new?
There is a gem list that was put together by the Interstate Urban Renewal Advisory Committee. And we've prioritized that. We've got $45 million set aside to invest in that over the next 5 years. There have been some projects that have been delayed in large part because of, I won't get into it too deeply, but debt coverage ratios, and it relates to some parks things. And if we get the resources restored, we're going to be looking at investing in those again. But I think there's definitely adequate money to take care of existing priorities and priorities beyond the boundaries.
Thank you.
All right, Carla, would you please call the... Oh, no, just goes to a second. Unless there's any other business on this matter, moves to a second reading next week. We will have a five-minute, it is now 3:55, five-minute break. If you're not here for the next agenda item, please make your way expeditiously out of the council chambers because we have standing room only. Thank you. Lisa Libby, are you here?
Right behind.